This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired.
Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
if suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
All right, there it is. You know what day it is. If you're hearing that on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's Guy Fawkes Day in the United Kingdom. Around the rest of the country, that's known as the United States, we could just call it the 5th of November, or we call it V for Vendetta Day. Because most Americans learned about Guy Fawkes Day, not from history, because how many Americans learn about that history of the United Kingdom? Let's be honest. About the history we learn in America, it's not even the right history for America. I'm telling you, we suck at teaching history in the United States. I'm just saying, unless you choose to homeschool or a school that really goes deep on what really happened and how and why there is a United States, much less what went on in the rest of the world, you have no earthly idea unless you see Hollywood movies and they Hollywoodize them. Now, V for Vendetta was based on the Guy Fawkes Day story that, you know, was about a gunpowder plot to kill the king and cause some ruckus at Parliament. And the Wachowskis made a really intense movie called V for Vendetta about it. Very intellectual, a lot of dialogue. I mean, it's a dialogue-heavy movie. But it's one of those movies that is very libertarian-oriented, and it's not that we're advocating violence to overthrow. That's not the point. But the ideas that were presented there, and the irony of V for Vendetta, if you will, is what set the stage for wanting to, you know, the rage to overthrow was a pharmaceutical plot. Remember the 5th of November. The gunpowder. No, it's not gun chowder. That's up in Boston. The gun chowder. No, it's gunpowder treason and plot. Now we're talking about pharmaceutical treason. Not gunpowder, but pharmaceutical drugs. And I don't know, Super Don, if you remember the movie, how they were experimented on with some kind of vaccine, something to prevent something that just devastated the immune systems, devastated and killed so many, including men, women, and children. And that's why I think, well, yeah, except him, he became this supercharged, oh, he was burned up in a fire scenario, but the rage that we may all feel from time to time. You know, I think there's a lot of misplaced rage when we talk about the election in America tomorrow, for those of you listening live today. The misplaced rage is, I hate the Democrats, or I hate the Republicans, or libertarians suck. I mean, you know, all of these labels you give each other, or that you might identify for yourself.
Who says libertarians suck?
I don't know who says that. I just threw that out just for equal opportunity offensiveness. That's all.
How dare you? How
right?
dare you?
And the libertarians scatter. Where do they go? I don't know. So, it's more about the principles. And that's why I said the principles, that if you want to rage... You know, rage about abandonment of principle. Because the Democrats as a party and the people and most of the people in it don't know principle, apparently. They don't live according to the principles of the Constitution. And though the Republicans, I will admit, talk somewhat better game, the reality as a party, as an establishment party, they run roughshod over the Constitution right, left, and center. We've been on the air talking about these things for many years. You kind of know where we are politically. Of course, Super Don Me, we lean heavily into that L libertarian principle. I may have, you know, some conservative leanings, somebody's some liberal leanings. But, you know, the labels do not really do justice to each and every individual. It's kind of like your tribal. You kind of go, well, who do I align with more than somebody else? Or what tribe am I in? And everybody wants to make the divisions. And I'm like the 10th Amendment Center, you know, less Democrat, less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution, right, in that context. But if you look at the V for Vendetta plot, just fascinating that it was a pharmaceutical agenda that corrupted the government, took it over for profit, and created artificially a made-up pretend pandemic that may have been manifested more due to toxic pollution and nutritional deficiency, but they came in with the solution, which actually was even more devastating, leading to the rage. Rage, a genuine emotion, an intense emotion, anger to an extreme perhaps, but there is purpose and reason. Well, maybe not a lot of reason in rage, but there are maybe reasons for it coming out and manifesting. Now we see on the political left inducements to violence. The people on the left are claiming that Trump is inducing people to violence. I personally don't see that, but everybody's got a different perspective. They see the world through different eyes. I get that. I appreciate that. But as long as you don't violate my rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to property, we can get along. We can disagree on everything else. But respect, fundamental respect for my rights and my fundamental respect for your rights, this is the way we get along. And I've said this about the Middle East. The horrific relations in the Middle East, largely due to third-party globalist internationalists playing puppet strings with people they buy off, and they foment hatred. When that's not going on, people in a community, in a given community that may have diverse backgrounds, religious, other belief systems, they might have different colors, of more pigment, less pigment in the skin. But it is in their own best interest in that community of diversity to find a way to get along. Unless there is profit to be made in divisiveness and division. And those people, globalist internationalists, those scumbags, banksters, will find a way to foment hatred among the divisions that are naturally always going to be there among the human species. Yes, we're all human, and unless the aliens come down and Klaatu, Virata, Nictu, they give us all a line, whether it be a 3D imagery or whether it be a real invasion, then you're suddenly, oh yeah, we are all humans. I forgot about that, right? Or you can make that choice now without an enemy to say, you know what? I'd rather get along than do battle with you. As long as you respect my rights, I respect yours, we can live together in an environment that doesn't require that rage or violence. But we're not there yet, Super Don. Apparently we've got some growing up to do. We've got some maturing to do. And one of those things that might help us to do that is a $2 million prize.
Oh,
yeah.
That would help us grow up?
Yeah, I think so, maybe. Right?
Except I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Well, okay, you can get a lot of toys from somewhere else for $2 million. And in fact, if it's a mad world is any evidence, it's not going to make us any better. It'll make us crazier. But we've got a way for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience to win $2 million. And no, I'm not putting the money up. I don't have that kind of money to give you. not many people do, in fact, if we realize what money is. And it ain't Federal Reserve notes. That's legal tender. That's fiat stuff. That's not. It's pretend money, let's just say. And people are forced to accept it. There are legal tender laws. But on this site called Xconomy.com, there's an announcement about a $2 million prize. And you might possibly could win it. Or a portion or fraction thereof. This prize is being set up to, well, reward fresh new ideas. In what, though, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. To solve Alzheimer's disease. And if it were up to me, I'd award myself the prize. I would share it with you, Super Don. I would share it with Nada Doc. I would share it with Dr. Batar. I'd share it with all of you watching and participating in the Robert Scott Bell Show, because you already know how to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's, because you've been paying attention, boys and girls, haven't you? So, Super Don, are you going to work up a grant proposal here? How do we got to submit our protocols? Because they're actually open to outside the box, out of the box ideas. This is not pharmaceutical only, apparently. They don't care whether you're a PhD or you're a no degree. This is very interesting.
It is. I mean, there's this billionaire in Texas.
Not Ross Perot.
It's not Ross Perot. My buddy Ross.
Yeah.
Who is putting up this money. It's a total of actually $4 million, but the top prize is $2
million. Yeah.
For anybody who could come out with something different, I guess, than what's been put out there, because obviously in the search for the cure for Alzheimer's disease, everybody has completely and utterly failed, right? Science has failed, research has failed, universities, medical school, they've all failed. Everything they've tried to do hasn't worked. So this guy says, okay, look, I'm going to put up $4 million, $2 million for the top prize, and then the next two people get a $500,000, then $250,000 for the runner-up.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this is he's looking for something different, something new. And this isn't something that he's narrowed it down to only, like, scientists can apply.
Yeah. I'm digging this guy.
He said anybody. Yeah. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your history, your education, doesn't matter. Just bring something to the table that you can stand behind. You can provide some type of back to it. You can back it up with something.
Sure,
and
sure.
I think you might win $2 million.
All right, everybody in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, everybody start submitting the protocols that we've shared here. Maybe you have modified versions of it. And it's called the Oscar Fisher Project. And I believe it was named after the guy who had identified this Alzheimer's scenario. And really interesting, this guy that put this project out there, he says, I'm not buying the whole it's not that he's not buying the aluminum, but what is going on in the brain that they always talk about with Alzheimer's. He's like literally saying all the things that the scientists have been
saying. Amyloid plaque.
Amyloid, yeah. Right? They're saying, no, we've tried that. We've tried to develop drugs for that. Didn't work. So this guy is immediately attacking the established science. I'm just wondering how the skeptics are going to deal with this billionaire. Because they can't buy him off. They're like, no, don't do that. You're going to get homeopaths. They'll actually think they have something to say to help folks with Alzheimer's or prevent future cases. Check it out. It's in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You could be a winner already. Maybe a better chance than the whatever those clearinghouse sweepstakes are or the lottery. All right, we're going to go coconuts after the break. I love to go coconuts. And maybe I'll have to eat some more on the break. Yeah, that's a good idea.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God in science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty is here right now. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Soon after on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube. And with certain special segments at this point, eventually end up on Brighteon.com. There's a Robert Scott Bell Show page up there. We've got a big update coming up Wednesday. Another, Wednesday! That's right, Steve Feld, my buddy, who does a lot of these. Like, see that cartoon behind me on my left, the graphic artist guy? Yeah, he's awesome. Maybe you want to meet me at Redmond Heritage Farm Store, Salt Lake City Sugar House, Wednesday. I'm going to be lecturing there at 6:30, but I'm going to be live on the air from 5 to 6:30, pre-record the last two segments, and maybe Steve Feld could co-host again because he's got so much to say when we turn the microphone on. You remember that, Super Don?
I do remember that. We had the visual on it there, and you kind of caught him off guard.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. So
takes practice.
Yes. One of the things we were talking about Alzheimer's last segment. And, you know, one of my favorite remedies for Alzheimer's is one of my favorite foods, in fact. And it's coconut oil, in fact. But who knew that in addition to being a key to preventing and reversing Alzheimer's, coconut oil beats DEET at repelling bugs? No, it's true. I'm not making that up. There's a scientific study here that has really concentrated part of the coconut oil. And apparently, it's doing better than DEET, where DEET, they say, is like 50-50 at repelling certain bugs. The coconut oil, according to this research paper, and it was published in the journal Scientific Reports, these are the fatty acids derived from coconut oil, had long-lasting insect repellent properties against fleas, ticks, bed bugs, and mosquitoes. And the rate of success... Here, let me see this. Products with DEET is an effective repellent, but it can sometimes come with serious side effects, like rashes, disorientation, and even seizures. Consumer Reports references this. They say you should avoid products with more than 30% DEET. Listen, I avoid all products with DEET, and it hurts my heart when I see a parent spraying DEET all over the kids because they're going to go out and get mosquitoed. I'm like, what about their nervous system? What about their brain you don't get? Oh, there's nothing else that works. Well, yeah, you do now. Guess what? The effective rate greater than 95%. Coconut oil compounds, this is a USDA release this. Coconut oil compounds outperform DEET at repelling stable flies, specifically in this case with an effective rate greater than 95%. DEET was 50%. No toxic effects to the brain and nervous system, unlike DEET, which can maybe contribute. I know they're not saying it in this article, but if it's neurotoxic, might it be a contributing factor to dementia and Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Do the reverse.
There you go.
Right? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing they show here is it worked with, I guess, bed bugs, too. It said here, the repelled bed bugs and ticks for 2 weeks compared to DEET's 3 days. Dude, that's huge. 2 weeks and 3 days?
And how many of you have used coconut oil on your skin? Good Lord, it's awesome already. What they're doing is concentrating some of the fatty acids in there. And suddenly the bugs go, hey, we're out of here. And all you've got as a side effect is better skin. Healthier nerves. I'm like, coconut oil is awesome. Should I go get a big tablespoon of coconut oil on the break and gross everybody out that thinks they can't do that? Because it's so much saturated fat. Should I do that again? Or should I just do a teaspoon so I could be more genteel and delicate?
Dude, when you did that, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? I couldn't believe it. It was just like, holy cow, how did you fit all that in your mouth?
It melts pretty quickly, and you just drink
pretty
it right
crazy.
Now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. So it's interesting because they did this study on the coconut oil, and it had this great success, right? And so then they reached out to the leading manufacturer of DEET.
Yeah, what they
and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And, yeah, they had nothing to say.
no comment.
No comment. No.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
You know why?
Crickets.
Yeah, maybe.
Why?
But I think it was because, well, you know why we didn't even hear crickets is the point. Is because I use so much coconut oil, the crickets even left. They're like, no insects anywhere, apparently.
It works good. Now, if you don't happen to have coconut oil, what else can you use to try and repel bugs?
My favorite thing is delimonene from the orange peel. Use the orange TKO, orange TKO. And of course, there was, I remember Paul Thorson we had on years ago. He also went through the EPA rigmarole to get his approved as a pesticide. So the limonene could be used as well. You can use them together. Well, let's see, versus eating. What do you want, Neil? Does coconut oil have the same health effects when used on the skin versus eating Robert? There's no eating Robert. What is that?
Robert?
No. Oh, eating coconut oil. You know,
what?
you gotta clarify these comments. I'll talk about that on the break. When we come back, though, we've got a warning from other animals. What's coming your way, courtesy of the Centers for Disease Creation?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has one final Make America Great Again rally in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, before the Tuesday midterm elections. Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was on Fox News and asked about his thoughts on the upcoming election.
Frankly, our members feel pretty good because they have a really good message. I mean, look at what we have just been able to achieve in Congress with the president in the last 2 years. a record economy, the military being rebuilt.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. The Dow was up 190 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I just ate a heaping teaspoon of coconut oil. It was probably a regular tablespoon size. It was like 3 teaspoons piled up because where I am right now, it's not liquid, right? If in Florida you have coconut oil, you can't spoon it out and, like, turn it upside down. It'll just dump everywhere. In this case, it was cold enough where I could just eat it from a spoon, and it didn't. I didn't make a mess, even though I had to do it left-handed. But coconut oil, inside, outside, is one of the most amazing gifts of creation. Now, here's me recognizing that it's all a matter of perspective, right? Because I've had conversations with God before. I'm sure all of y'all have. And I ask God, why? Why? Why mosquitoes? And then now I understand the answer was, well, I gave you coconut oil. Like, yeah, no, life would not be good without coconut oil. So I get it now. I get it. Now that man has figured it out, coconut oil can be the key
to prevent the ravages of the mosquitoes. And, of course, those animals that do like mosquitoes, it's going to feed them pretty well, particularly the bats. By the way, hopefully nobody got live bats or dead bats for their Halloween decoration. We talked about that before. A little bit of risky stuff. And also nobody put the outfit that their chickens wore for Halloween, that they put that on their kids. Just, you know, listen, this is a show that cares about you, right? We got to take health seriously, right? Because the public health officials don't. They make stuff up all the time and they tell you, yeah, go get vaccinated. It'll prevent everything. Which leads to our great moment in, I don't know what you'd call it. Actually, you know what? I know what it called, because we've been covering flu shots for years. And we've been telling you for a few years now what's coming down the pike, and they finally figured out what to do to make the universal flu shot a reality.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Okay, I know some of you are going to disagree with me about this being a junk science story. But this goes to the heart of what I've been warning you about. The universal flu shot is coming. But, you know, it was lacking some of the details, except there was a trial that went into, I think, phase two. I don't think they've gone into phase three. But they're getting close, because they've been allowing the mainstream media to talk bad about flu shots for a number of years as they admit functional efficacy to their own standards, not ours, but their standards, 15%, 13%, 12%, 11%, 9%. And still the best thing that you can do, right? That alone should be enough to go, if that's the best you can do, I'm leaving. I'm going elsewhere. I bet I could find somebody who could do better than 9% efficacy with the flu shot. And because of the so-called mutations, the different strains, and they can't figure it out, we've got to make a vaccine that goes different, deeper into the commonality of all the flu viruses, the A's, the B's. And so we're going to come up with this. We promise. The universal flu shot is on the way. And we have apparently finally found out what the key to the success of the future of flu shots is. And Super Don, you know what it is. I'd say you'll never guess what it is. But if we didn't know about this story today, and I said, Super Don, what is the key to the success of them finally bringing out the universal flu shot? What would you have said prior to today?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I would not have had an answer. I would, you know, because I just, I don't know. Because I can't imagine, you know, what that would be. And I'm not that much of an egghead to come up with some kind of fancy answer. But I can guarantee you, I would have never guessed what it is that they're saying now is the key ingredient. Never in a million years.
Yeah, and in fact, it is a shock. But, you know, I'm wondering, will there be a backstory here? Right. Have you ever heard about how they the scientists identified the benzene ring, in chemistry? Do you know that backstory? He apparently had a dream of a snake biting its own tail. And then he woke up. He says, aha, I got it. The benzene ring. So I'm wondering if somebody either had a dream or ate a large pizza with everything on it and woke up and, oh, my gosh, I got it. I know the answer. That's right. Old McDonald's knows what this is. The key to the success of the future of flu shots, that being the universal flu shot, is the llama.
Llama?
Yeah, because everybody knows the sound a llama makes. It's horrible. And, of course, anybody that knows the sound of a llama, and I'm not saying that llamas are horrible. I mean, they're lovely creatures with furry coats.
Just don't look one in the eye.
Don't look one in the eye. And also, cover your ears if it's... I don't know if that was a mating sound or a frightening sound, but regardless, there's no flu virus that could withstand the sound of a llama. So it makes perfect sense to me why they would choose the llama. All right. This is a long way around to their claims that there's a special series of antibodies, apparently, to flu that they say are even smaller than anything we've ever seen. The llama antibodies, teeny tiny. In fact, we're going to give them a new name. Llama antibodies are now going to be called nanobodies. Not making it up. This is not RSB making stuff up. Not that I ever do. Other than maybe some of that llama sound I just made up. I don't know if that was real, but you heard it. Super Don, what was that llama sound, by the way?
That was like an alert cry of a llama, the, you know, warning the other llamas that Anthony Fauci is on his way.
Well, in this case, yeah, it's warning the other humans. Llama, warning humans, don't fall for our nanobodies, our little tiny antibodies. Friday's edition of the Journal of Science, a team from the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla and their international colleagues have taken a major step toward the long-sought goal of developing a universal vaccine against influenza. That's what you're going to hear. That's all you're going to hear. Oh, we're getting closer. Thanks for the llama. Thanks for the llama. Well, go back to Noah for saving the llamas. Okay? You want to go back far enough, right? You won't go back far enough to God creating the llamas. But anyone, they talk about this nano antibody or nanobody because they're extra small. Now, the resulting multi-domain antibody MD3606, with its impressive breadth and potency, could confer protection against pretty much any strain of flu that nature could throw at it in humankind's way, according to the authors. Now, why do we need to go to the llama? And what are they going to do? They're going to use viruses. They're going to inject llama DNA antibodies into humans. They don't know how long it'll last. They don't know how it's going to recombine with your own genetic material or genetic code. And they don't know how many times they're going to have to inject you to make it work, much less keep it working. But, man, oh man, the morning news shows, the 24-hour news networks, all they're going to be doing is worshiping and bowing down and praising the scientists. All hail Anthony Fauci from NIAID. For me, he's a dangerous cult leader. And he's going to lead you down the path of dogs and cats sleeping together. No, humans and llamas' DNA intertwining. And if that doesn't get your biblical ears open, I don't know what will. But I'm telling you, it's coming. And they're teasing you with llamas. And I'm going to leave it there, Super Don, unless you got more llamas. I'd rather talk about dogs for the moment, if you don't mind.
I think let's move from llamas, because you might notice a theme in this segment. We're doing Old MacDonald Had a Farm here, so yeah. We had llamas, but now we got kind of a cool story about dogs.
By the way, we already know how many ways we can defeat the influenza issue with silver hydrosol. With echinacea, we had a great discussion with Chris Barr, not a doc, a few weeks back. Most profound depth that we went into echinacea to help you. We talk about selenium preventing viral replication. Silver stops viral replication. So there's so many ways to address this that even the need for a vaccine for flu is just ridiculous. Because going back to 1918 and the Spanish influenza that set the stage for all the flu shot fantasies, pharmaceutical pH fantasies, is all based on the corruption of the law of the terrain, the ignorance of it, and the destruction of the terrain itself, out here in the big world and in here in the little world, the microbiome, as we talked about, the real cause of flu. All right, so now let's leave that behind for a moment and go to the dog world and find out. Dogs are awesome, right? I'm not a dog person, you know. I've never had a dog. I like dogs fine. Not into their slobber or anything. But they have a nose for stuff. And if you've ever been through TSA, they're the only ones that are actually doing any work when you go through the TSA. If you have those dogs that sniff stuff, they actually can find stuff way better than the X-ray machines, the millimeter wave machines. They can sniff it out. And so they've hired dogs, apparently, and trained them to sniff out malaria. That's right. You could be carrying the parasite that can facilitate the development of malaria in you or others through mosquito bites or other mechanisms. And they can tell you whether you got it before you even know you have it. Now, having said this, we can even use silver. We can use copper in a hydrosol or colloidal state. We can use homeopathy. Cinchona or China is the homeopathic remedy that started homeopathy. And so we can successfully overcome malaria without toxic drugs, without vaccines. Yet, I've got nothing against dogs sniffing it out before you know. Because when you go to Africa or malaria regions of the world, and I've been there. Once I did the melphalocaine, the larium. Thank God I survived that. The next trip, I was like, I knew better. It was my early, when I was just learning homeopathy before I knew it. And then I used homeopathy, didn't get sick. The people who did the vaccines and did the drugs, some of them got malaria, but they all got sick. So there are ways to address this. I think it's totally cool that dogs can sniff out malaria. And our final Old MacDonald Had a Farm, hopefully not a fish farm, because they are advocating eating fish again, at least in this story. These links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says a diet rich in fish helps fight asthma. Now, my first concern, of course, wait a second. All this other time they've been talking about don't eat the fish, there's mercury in it. And our buddy Natadoc points out that fish also have a high level of selenium, which counteracts the mercury. But that doesn't mean we're advocating eat farmed, factory farmed fish that are high not only in mercury, but a lot of nasty stuff. But the reality is, if you're getting the cleanest ocean fish you can find, the essential fatty acids are very valuable. And in fact, that's what it's saying here in terms of reduction of childhood asthma. The omega-3 fatty acids have anti-inflammatory properties. But they're not even acknowledging the selenium content, because the moment they acknowledge minerals as the key to overcoming asthma, they'll have to acknowledge that minerals are the key to overcoming almost everything. Super Don, am I missing anything on the doggy sniffy story or the fishy eaty story?
No. Dogs are cool. I mean, I've seen stories about how they can smell cancer, and they have dogs like in the hospitals, you know, stuff like that. So dogs are amazing, and fish, I love fish. In fact, the picture on this article has a big thing of salmon. I'm like hungry now.
Right? Hopefully you salmon. Get the ocean salmon, not the farm salmon. We'll get there. Hey, coming up, we got a musical segment. I don't know if we have any music beyond our bumper, but it's very interesting. How could the sound of music impact the taste of your cheese? That and more coming up. Advanced medicine as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay, Advanced Medicine coming up in hour two. We have an upcoming event. We'll be adding more as soon as we confirm them. Maybe another Florida event, in fact. But for now, upcoming Wednesday in Salt Lake City at Redmond Heritage Farm Store. Live broadcast, 5 o'clock Mountain Time begins. 6:30 the lecture begins. That means we'll have maybe an extra, 30 minutes of pre-record. I'm thinking about what we're going to do for that final 30 minutes of Wednesday's show already, and I think I know. And it relates to this story that's our finale for Hour 1, Super Don. This is great. Cheesy music. Like, Super Don throws me a story about cheesy music. I'm like, really? Are you trying to pick on me because I like Neil Diamond? Are you trying to insult Neil Diamond? Don't even try.
No, throw Barry Manilow back at there. I didn't go there.
It's true, you didn't go there. That was me picking on you indirectly because of your love of, what's that guy?
What's Fairy guy? Cantaloupe.
Fairy Cantaloupe. Oh, you did not just say that. Wow.
I mean Barry Manilow. Yes.
I told you what you can and can't say. Go back into the book, read the manual.
All right, sorry.
All right, now we've ruined the election for everybody. So, there's a story about cheesy music. Cheesy music. And, of course, where are they going to experiment with cheesy music? In Switzerland. Swiss cheese, no doubt. And they're experimenting, in fact, with the sound of music. Oh, well, that should be Austria, right? The cheese is alive
that's
with
close.
The sound of
that's
music,
close
right?
close to Switzerland, I think.
They're trying to make cheese taste even better. How can you do that? Just keep it raw and real. It's going to be awesome. But apparently, they're searching a fromagerie for the perfect chunk of cheddar, Parmesan, cheese. Aficionados now have probably not grilled vendors about what kind of music was played to their cheeses. I'm not making this
people
up.
People think you lost your mind.
I haven't.
No,
it's that big old thing of coconut oil. He's got coconuts. But yes, of course.
This is for real. In Switzerland, this guy is, at first you look at this and you go, this is a joke. But he thinks that playing music to the cheese as it's aging, right, will cause it to taste better. And
well,
so
what's the impact on your microbiome when you play music? That's who knows.
Well,
there could be legitimacy to this because it is the bacteria that cause the cheese to do what it does to have the flavor. So if you play, Led Zeppelin, will your cheese have a rockier edge?
If you play hip hop, you know, when you eat, will you start to move to the beat? Like, I can't. I don't know. But this is a project, they call it Sonic Cheese, Experience Between Sound and Gastronomy. And it hopes to show the power of music, and it can influence the development, characteristic, and even flavor of cheese. I am fascinated by this because music can alter reality. It can alter your mood. People can use it medicinally for studying or sleeping or whatever. And in fact, having said that, I just got a surprise in the mail yesterday. Or is it today? I think it was yesterday. Whole Tones. My good friend Michael Terrell with his Whole Tones. His 444 megahertz, I think it is, or hertz. That special sound or vibration. We talk about frequency in the Echo Water. This is cool. We got some Whole Tones Christmas music. I got the book, The Sound of Healing. I'm thinking the cheesemakers need to read up on this stuff and get the right hertz going into the cheese, or else it's not going to be complete.
Well, and, you know, I like to say, on the surface, this sounds kind of silly. This guy's playing Led Zeppelin to the cheese to see if it'll change the way it tastes. But, you know, like you said, I mean, there's a lot of things that we are discovering about sound and sound waves and things of that nature that, you know, maybe there's something to it. And so this guy, he's doing this. He's conducting the experiment right now, and it's all a genuine experiment that's being done. And he's playing, I think he's playing rock, he's playing classical, he's playing techno and all this stuff to, like, all these different cheeses. And then in March, he's going to see, you know, whether it had an effect on the cheese or not.
Yeah, I've seen some of those fromageries, and they have bumper stickers. They're pretty, they're kind of blasphemous. I think they're funny, super funny. You'll find it funny, because you know those bumper stickers with those sayings. And there's one, like a fromagerie says, honk if you love cheeses. Have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just it.
Okay.
And if you want to get some good night's sleep, check out the Whole Tones Sleep. Whole Tones to Sleep. I'm going to have to, you know what? I think if we can get Michael Terrell on for Wednesday's last 30 minutes, we could pre-record with him when I'm lecturing there. That would be great. I want to learn more about the Whole Tones for the season and for sleep, because they've got Brahms, lullaby, all kinds, but at the right hertz level. Oh, 528 hertz, 396 hertz, selected specifically for sleep. Interesting, but I don't know. I got to talk to him about it. Anyway, great first hour. Dr. Rasha Batar scheduled to go advanced medicine next hour. We've got some cool stories for you to cover, including one about skin cancer. Well, there's a lot more to talk about, but we're going to take a break right now. Tell your friends, as I'm telling you, it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal. It really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.